The World This Week. Business.
AkzoNobel, a Dutch maker of paints and coatings, rejected a third informal takeover offer worth 26.9 billion euros, that's $28.8 billion, from PPG, an American rival. That prompted Elliott Advisors, a hedge fund with a 3% stake in Akzo, to start legal proceedings to force the company to call an extraordinary meeting of shareholders, at which Elliott will try to oust Akzo's chairman. Elliott wants Akzo at least to talk to PPG, arguing that its decision not to is a flagrant breach of its fiduciary duties. But Akzo is governed by a foundation that makes it almost impossible for shareholders to turf out the board.
Whole Foods replaced its chairman and chief financial officer a month after an activist hedge fund revealed that it had accumulated a 9% stake in the retailer and called for a shake-up in management. The company named several new people to the board, including the founder of Panera Bread's, a rising bakery chain.
Jess Staley, the chief executive of Barclays, was confronted by angry shareholders at the British bank's annual general meeting over his attempts to unmask an internal whistleblower. Mr. Staley has been reprimanded by the board over his lapse of judgment, but the chairman, John McFarlane, gave him his full support at the AGM, promising that Mr. Staley has learnt his lesson.
Commerzbank reported net income of 217 million euros, that's $231 million, for the first quarter. That was better than the profit made in the equivalent period last year, mostly because of an improvement in the division that handles unwanted assets. Germany's second biggest lender described Europe's negative interest rates as a burden that hampers its fortunes.